when you're watching those dark dystopian movies that are FUBAR in the extreme, what many don't realize is the even greater implied nightmare of people losing their anonymity. Greetings and congratulations for making it to Friday, yet another week through this sick, sad world. I recently found out from a spot on the news, and I have every reason to believe it's true, that something monumental is taking place in the UK, particularly in London. And I think, my opinion, not only is it real, not only is it going to take place, but it's basically being used as, you know, a test spot so that the rest of the corporate oligarchies throughout the world, including the U.S., you know, will basically see how it goes. It's kind of like a, you know, a dry run, you might say. And what that is, in case you're not aware of this, is the elimination of money. That's right. No more cash. They want to transition, and they are going to transition in London to a cashless society. So that means that everything you want to purchase, whatever that may be, well, you've got to have some kind of debit card to do it. Now, other than this represents a breakdown. It is so 1984 to me. I just can't even begin to comprehend it. But I'll try my best to go over this and to explain its implications. You see, once you lose your autonomy in a society, you are no longer in a, well, even imagined free society. You are in a society collectively of slaves. That's it. That's the totality of it. That's what it actually is. And you get there. This happens very slowly and incrementally, like these things do, if you just let little creeping things pass. And either you pay no notice, or you simply refuse to engage. And for that reason alone, you know, all the bad things that do happen, happen. And this is yet again another one of them. But the thing is, in this case, I can't even begin to describe the absolute terror that this represents, at least to me, and it should to you. Because, I mean, and obviously the crackpot religious people or whatnot, they will, I know it's going to be out there. I know it's going to be there. Someone's going to say it, you know, the mark of the beast. Well, I don't really give a shit what you call it. But what I'm saying is that without at least those federal issued IOUs called money, at least here in the States, this fiat currency that we have, the idea of, imagine that being taken away, that everything now becomes a transaction. And of course, the proponents that are doing this shit, they're going to say, well, yeah, it'll streamline everything and it'll make everything honest and every transaction was accountable. And therein lies the evil, and it is evil. Because human beings, and this has been shown throughout history countless times, human beings without autonomy go crazy. We are not, despite their best efforts to do so. And the powers that be, they've they've done a bang up job of doing that and making us, you know, consumer conformist. I get it. But they've been very careful not to go too far too fast until now. So it looks like in Britain, and like I said, it's London in particular, and it mentioned the surrounding suburbs, they will no longer be accepting cash. Would someone out there, anyone, please have a moment of reflection and just sit back and say, Jesus H fucking Christ and baby Jesus. Or if you don't like that reference, I don't know. Wow, are you kidding me? Fuck me sideways. Whatever works for you, whatever expression, but something. Have some kind of non-vanilla, non-weak, ineffectual.
Well, I actually think it could be a good thing, and we don't have to pay for more paper money, and everything is certified and trackable, and
yeah. That's how fucking pathetic your life becomes, because every single act should not be on a ledger. It shouldn't. That is the basis of life, is spontaneity and fun. Imagine how far do I have to go to imagine for you before you'll get outraged and pissed off that everything about your existence, our existence, is being taken away. And people just stand around like deer in the headlights. I don't know if it's a collective trance. I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I'm like, the person's standing on the fucking tracks. Here comes the train barreling down the tracks. And for whatever reason, I can't reach them, but all I can do is holler. I can scream. I can scream to the top of my lungs, please get off the fucking tracks. And yet they stand there transfixed on the train. So this is a very bad thing in every way, shape, and form, because what it represents, the bigger point, stop focusing on the money. Stop focusing on actually what they're talking about. See the forest, not just the trees. And the forest is, it's about you losing your autonomy. I absolutely, therefore, believe that what people do and what they choose to transact in and of themselves, amongst themselves, is nobody's damn business. And yes, that includes the government. It is about an issue here of, you know, be controlled or to not be controlled. And so you have seen, if you're old enough, at least if you're in your 30s or 40s, and you've seen what handing over control to the government, they've done a real great bang up fucking job of things. You see where that's gotten us. You see where things are. It's not a thing of, it's not even a question of mismanagement. It's a question of no management, because that is the de facto job of the government since it has been taken over by the powers that be. And the powers that be, of course, are the oligarchs. So the oligarchs, they don't give a rat's ass. They want society. They're doing everything in their power, whether that be through race relations or what have you, to build this magnificent powder keg, so that they're creating the conditions to create the powder keg that will inevitably blow up. And then there's pandemonium. And then whenever there is pandemonium and it gets so bad and people lose jobs and people are starving, whenever there's general chaos, eventually, when there's enough suffering, that's, you know, they will come to the government and they'll say, please, please, we'll do anything. Please give us food, give us housing, give us our old jobs back. Please, we'll do anything, anything. because that's exactly what worked for Hitler. It's the same old thing all over again. And so, if it's going to happen in Britain, it's going to happen elsewhere, because Britain is simply a test ground. And I fear to God what's going to happen. If that happened, I'm not saying it's going to happen immediately. It might be 2-3 years down the road. I don't know. But if they establish it, that is, if they proclaim in, you know, in the UK that it works, okay, because they're the controller, oh yes, this works, then they're going to want to, it's going to spread. And yes, that means it's only a matter of time that it will be proposed and it will be passed, because they want it to pass, because the most important thing is for the citizens to lose the last vestige of autonomy that they have. This is why, and I'll tell you this now, this is the reason why I am in no way whatsoever, I am not anti-sex. I don't think that sex is dirty. And I think we should leave our damn hands off prostitutes. God bless them. Because they're the last ones that have any kind of autonomy. You think about that. It is your body. And as long as you're not harming another person, at least deliberately, you should be able to do with it what the hell ever you like. And if that includes selling it, that's your choice. Stay the hell out of their business. But if that is taken away, if everything to buy, I don't, you know, a pack of cigarettes, a bottle of water, everything has to be paid for with a debit card. Think about this. They, that's right, they, I say they a lot. This is not a paranoid shriek. I'm talking about what is following, what is taking account of you. They will know when you, John Jones, you know, purchased a six-pack of beer, exactly where and exactly what time. And the problem with that is, besides knowing that for marketing purposes, besides that, it's that since you now have no more money, actual money, you can't do any transaction under the radar. And they can't stand that. This is why, historically, all, you know, regimes like the Nazis or the Soviets, they had an incredibly complex network of spies and people tracking each other. And that was then. We're talking in the 40s and 50s, for God's sakes. And if you want to know, like I did, do what I did. You want to know what it was like. If you've got these golden ideas of socialism and that, all that going on, I've probably talked to, I don't know, 20 or 30 people from that region of the old communist socialist states. And the horror stories could fill two books, at least, that I heard and that I believed in detail. And part of that was, again, it was the repeated theme, the same damn thing over and over again. The main push, if you will, was a complete loss of autonomy. That's it. Now, if, you know, all I can do is screech and say what I'm saying to you now, because if no one's listening, if this doesn't piss you off, because I want you to say something to me. I want you to say something to me and post it and say something to somebody else, and somebody, please, out there, let's discuss something. Otherwise, when the shit hits the fan in 4 or 5 years, and you say, oh, listen to this guy, Ernest Mann, and he was in, and I didn't believe, I thought he was just a crackpot. You won't be thinking that then, but that's the problem. It's always way after the fact. When the shit hits the fan, everybody suddenly realizes they should have listened. So, until next time, this is Ernest, and that's all I've got for today.